The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that silently spreads. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, 10th of April, 2020. SpaceX founder Elon Musk tweets out doomsday asteroid. Here we go again. Okay. You know, I've said this before, the people that were telling me about Planet X and there's an asteroid that's going to hit the Earth, and I said, well, you know what? I may not survive, but I know they won't either. What are you going to do? Do continuity of government? Hide in a mountain someplace? Well, I got news for you. If an asteroid hits the Earth, there's no place to hide. Jeez. Oh, my God. More craziness. Joe in Oklahoma. Hello, Joe.
John, good evening to you. Just try to be brief as I can.
Okay.
You brought up about Pence. And, you know, most people don't pay too much attention to Pence. But I wish that you would consider, well, we've talked about this a bit before, but please consider Pence's religious origins. And,
I thought you were saying Pence. Oh, you're saying Pence. Okay.
By my count, there's four justices of the Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court, that are Jewish, the balance of which are Jesuits. Remember, the Jesuits killed, murdered, maimed, tortured probably more people in 1,200 and some years, putting it at 1,300 years, than any other culture on the face of the earth. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. We don't talk about that. That's a pretty big issue.
All right. I don't know what to say about that, Joe.
Well, go back and look at the origins. And again, it's so difficult to talk about these things without people taking personal affronts to it. And it's not intended as a personal affront to anyone who is Jewish, anyone who is Catholic, anyone who is Baptist, Mormon, Buddhist, whatever. And I don't intend to exclude anyone, because when you look at the big picture and not look at the individual, then it becomes more clear to me anyway. And the papacy is still greatly involved in world politics, and they are very much behind the scenes. And Pence and five of the Supreme Court justices.
Yeah, okay, but
that right along.
All right, so okay, if I'm understanding, Joe, what you're saying here, is because Pence claims he's a Christian that somehow he should be in there for vice presidency for another term. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
He may be saying that, but, you know, if he does, well, Jesuits, remember the Templars?
The Knights Templars,
and,
yes.
And all the Crusades.
Mm-hmm.
And people, I was always brought up thinking that, you know, the Crusades were about spreading Christianity, and that is far, far, far from the truth. The Crusades were set up for conquest and also to fight off the Byzantine Empire. That is how Christianity got its foothold, because the papacy were the ones that were carrying on all the torture and formed the armies that carried out the edicts of the Pope. Not very nice guys, John.
So, Joe, I can't argue with anything that you're saying here, but I'm still trying to really crystallize the point here that you're making.
Well, the point is, you know, everyone bashes the Jews, and in a sense, rightly so. But the papacy is getting off scot-free, and they are the proverbial blank, blank, blank in the woodpile, I think. And, you know, the Pope's carrying an awful big stick, but he's made out to be such a nice guy. Just something to chew on and think about, John.
Joe, you know, I've always been the advocate. You know, if people believe the Bible, and I'll just pick one here, the King James Version. If they believe if they believe, and I've asked people, if you are down with your convictions, don't waver. But I'm having an issue here that people are following stuff like the papacy and the Pope and the Roman Catholic. There's a lot of people to this day that walked away from the Roman Church because of their redo of Christianity, the Reformation. They didn't like that a whole lot. Now we got a Pope in Rome.
Actually, John.
Yeah.
The papacy did not do the Reformation. It was Catholic priests who left the Catholic Church to form the Lutheran Church. You know, Martin Luther was a Catholic priest, and he's the one that nailed his 95 theses on the front door of the church.
Okay, but you haven't had the Roman Catholic Church come out and speak against that and say, no. No, they went along with it, did they not?
No, John. See, that's where I have been misled for over 60 years.
Okay.
And, you know, some things are revealed to us as time goes on and people we visit with. And I really think that most people have a misconception about what the Reformation was and how this all started. And if you go back and look at history in the 4th and 5th centuries, 6th century, it becomes more clear. And you don't want to go to some preacher to find these things out. Go to history books. Go to history books. Because it's all spelled out in history books.
All right, Joe.
Thank you for your time, John. God bless you, and I really do appreciate all you and RBN does for all of us.
All right. I will keep trying, Joe. Thank you. You know, I've made a suggestion before. You got your Bible? You got your 10 fingers? You got your 2 eyes? Still have your brain? Read the Bible. Read the Bible for yourself. Problem is, as he mentioned, then we got people in there playing power political politics under the guise of we're from God and we're here to help. I've heard that one before. Joe, thanks for your call. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Good evening, John.
Hi.
Earlier you mentioned the cost of the respirators in these hospitals, and it brought to mind sometime within the last week, I heard a clip on the internet of one of the surgeon doctors in one of these New York City hospitals that's actually on the scene and treating these people. And he said he is not observing what they call acute respiratory distress syndrome, which is what they're treating these people for with these ventilators.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's not seeing the symptoms of ARDS in these patients, and he's never seen what he's seeing before. But it was his opinion that the ventilators are exacerbating these problems, not helping the problem.
Because, okay, now, go ahead.
He's observing more of a high-altitude sickness, as if you were 35,000 feet up in an airplane and the cabin started depressurizing. And he has called into question using the ventilators at all. And that's a doctor on the scene.
Well, and what you're describing here is lack of oxygen, but isn't that what they are saying the ventilators are for? Is to force your lungs to operate as close to capacity as possible so your blood is oxygenated? Isn't that what they're telling you?
Well, what this one doctor was saying is that the ventilators are normally used for the treatment of a respiratory distress in the sense of a bacteria or virus being in the lung.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just his observation that this is not what's going on and that the ventilators are hurting these people. And all I know is that's what he said.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Dan. And, you know, it's amazing to me that I had the grunge. I had it, months and months and months ago. I've already had my flu this year. It knocked me out for about 3 days. I felt crappy. I had a little bit of a temperature, but I wasn't worried. Now, if my lungs would have started filling up with fluid, I would have taken a trip to the doctor. But that was about a flu. Before that, I had what everybody seems to be getting in this country, and that's the lung crud, that no doctor can really tell you what it is, but he'll treat you. He can't diagnose what you've got. He sees symptoms, labored breathing, fatigue, maybe a little loss of appetite, whatever the case may be, how they treated me. Ho-ho! They sent me in Mr. Sherman's Wayback Machine. They gave me prednisone. I was Superman for 2 weeks. Holy mackerel. I don't remember feeling that way. But I felt good. And by the way, a broad-spectrum antibiotic. And guess what it did? It kicked the crap out of the crud, is what it did. Now, it would seem to me, Dan, that this is what, rather than trying to take a pair of infected lungs and trying to pump air into it, that they'd be better off remediating the circumstance of the lung infection itself, get the lungs to open up, broad-spectrum antibiotic to try to get in there and battle them,
nasty little bugs, and then let the body finish healing itself. Doesn't that sound a little bit better than, you know, when you were describing that, Dan, it was like, well, wait a minute. What's a ventilator doing? I got this mental picture of going to a gas station, getting a tire pump, and blowing your lungs up. Well, yeah, that can force air into your lungs, but does it do anything about the underlying problem? No, it doesn't.
All right, well, I just wanted to mention that, John. That was coming from that doctor in those hospitals in New York City. It was interesting.
Well, more and more doctors, thank God, more and more doctors are coming out going, oh, let's hold the phone here. Because we have been tracking and tracing this thing. And I've lost friendships over this one. Are you ready? You want to talk about the grand plan to divide and conquer? Well, try breaking
up. I'm right there with you, John.
Yeah. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay. Well, hopefully people will get a dose of reality once this thing is over with, and it's going to be over with pretty damn soon. Maybe not their machinations and their official orders, because a lot of these cities and mayors and counties and governors are, well, we're going to shut completely down, and here's the target date. And they're probably going to stick to that, to err on the side of caution, but certainly not your pocketbook. And isn't this just one ginormous government giveaway again? People dependent on the government again? They're the ones that started this. And we're the ones paying for it.
Well, I'll say, John, in the sense of a plandemic, or a panic-demic, as I like to call it, on the ground in my life, I'm seeing no evidence of any of this. But I'm sure seeing, in one stroke of a pen, the single greatest transfer of wealth in the history of this nation.
Oh, that little program has gone unabated since 2008. It's still going on.
Yep. Y'all have a good weekend, John.
Thank you, Dan. You as well. We got correctable problems. I was talking to an individual earlier, and thanks for that call, Daniel. I was listening to him, and, you know, we don't have anything to combat the UN or the CFR. Yeah, we do. Yes, we do. You didn't know that? It's called our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. And anything that violates those God-given tenets, notice I didn't say given to us by government, that's the checklist for the government. They're not supposed to color outside those lines, folks. Everybody gets this backwards. Oh, do I actually get to say my favorite words? Rancho Cucamonga, John. You haven't called hey. In a while, and I haven't been able to say my favorite words.
Sorry about that, John. I'm glad you're still able to say what you want. Otherwise, anyway, at least on this network, we should come out here and straighten out some of the county sheriffs. But regarding your previous hour of discourse, I just wanted to let you know or be very clear about this. When the governor of California on March the 4th of this year issued his executive order, he cited, this guy's name is Gavin Newsom. Mm-hmm. He said, I therefore, Gavin Newsom, governor of the state of California, in accordance with the authority vested in me by the state constitution and statutes of the state of California, and in particular, government code sections, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And he goes on to quote other sections of the California health code and other parts of the government code. However,
okay, hold that. However, you probably can't hear that bump coming up.
No, okay, go ahead.
John in Rancho Cucamonga. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. John, go ahead.
Okay, John, that was kind of... Can you hear me now?
Well, we can hear you fine.
Terrific, okay. Everything went blank after you went to your station break, so anyway, okay. Anyway, Gavin Newsom... cited, the first thing he cited was the state constitution, and then he cited all these sections of the California government code and health and safety code and all that kind of stuff. But I went through, took the liberty of going through all the sources he did cite, and the main one, the California constitution, there is nothing that jumps out at me, and it's a long constitution, that gives him the authority to do what he's doing. In fact, in Article Roman numeral 3, which they call the State of California, they say the State of California is an inseparable part of the United States of America, and the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And that's a good sign right there. So the next thing, the closest thing under Article Roman numeral 5, which is the executive branch, is the commander of the militia, which is Section 7, Section 7 of Article 5. The governor is commander-in-chief of a militia that shall be provided by statute. The government may call it forth to execute the law. Now, that's about it. There's, so,
well, and
all
and,
of this...
And John, I've got to say at this point, a lot of them will state
the welfare clause. No.
I don't see it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
either. See it.
Yeah, I don't either. Welfare, that has been, you know, when I hear that, I think of the welfare clause, and I'm thinking, is that the nanny? Is that the nanny state? Is that the welfare state that they're talking about here? You know, if you really,
what they mean by welfare is not what you and I mean by welfare. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
And so what they're doing is, I believe, in my opinion, is that they're using authority by statute that was given to the health and the public health officer, California Department of Health, and they're using whatever authority he's got, but his authority can't be greater than the governor by logical definition.
Unless he's been designated as, on this particular case, you have the final say. It's absolutely ridiculous. I'm serious about it. I wish that South Dakota governor, I hope Trump runs again. He's obviously going to. And I hope he picks another running mate. And this would shut a lot of the women's groups up. Of course, maybe not, but a woman vice president? I don't think we've ever had a woman vice president before, have we? No, we haven't.
Not to my knowledge, yeah.
So
who would you like?
The South Dakota governor, the one that stood up and says, you know, I'm not doing this coronavirus stuff. I'm not doing it. Not shutting down the restaurants and the banks and everything else.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So
that's why I haven't called much this last 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I've just been distressed, depressed, and reading all about what's going on, and I can't believe that we are so close to the end here. And
this was a test.
They're still testing.
They're still testing us.
Waiting for our response.
And that's exactly what I was thinking about during the last break. And we're doing exactly what we need to do. This is civil disobedience.
Yeah, well, that's what, is that old saying, John? People in this country get the government they deserve. Well, after I spent 6 months in the year 2004 going to city council meetings in Rancho Cucamonga, I said, I don't think even people I don't like deserve to get the government we have. But one thing is for certain, we do get the government that we tolerate.
You got that right.
And that's I think that's it in a nutshell. So thanks for letting me be on your show, and good luck to you and the rest of the crew, and have a happy Easter and a good Friday and what's left of it, and I will talk to you later.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
John from Rancho Cucamonga. I got John in California. He's not from Cucamonga, is he? John in California.
Hello, John. It's been another good show. Can you hear me?
Yes. Sorry. Yes.
Okay, fine. Really quick, I want to thank you for the doctor from St. Louis. That was really eye-opening. Do you have a name, what his name is, or just a...
You know, he gave it shortly. Mike... Can we find out who that doctor is from St. Louis? There is I think he's got a website. We'll give it to you here in a minute.
Okay, anyway, I wonder if Dr. Leonard Wilbert, who's in St. Louis too, knows about it. He talks with John Moore every Friday.
Oh, I'm sure that he does. I'm sure that he's already seen that video.
Anyway, and also, I think it was last Tuesday, you had a rebroadcast of that story of DuPont and the lawsuit.
Yes.
It was really nice. Great. Thanks for that, too.
Well, and I decided to replay that. I was tied up on some things. I could have come in and done a show, but it would have been a quick rehash of all the coronavirus. And I thought, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm going to replay that show because this is stuff that's still going on. And while they're beating the banjo here on, you know, COVID-19, we have ongoing problems that have not gone away. And I thought that'd be...
I got one more thing if I can stay on.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, hang on.
Thank you.
But I decided to play that program again of something of substance other than COVID-19. Holy mackerel. What are we going to do with these people once this is over with? Is there any punishment for their actions?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John in Rancho Cucamonga, the doctor's name in St. Louis is Dr. Naputi. No, I know that. I'm answering John in Rancho Cucamonga. Can I say it one more time? Okay. John in California. Go ahead. I lost him? He wanted to hang on. I guess he didn't. So who's the third one? And I hit the refresh on my button here, and I can't refresh my caller screen, Mr. Producer. Oh, there it is. Okay, then. Dave in New York. Hello, Dave.
Hello, John. Good Friday.
Good Friday.
Yes. We were talking the other day, and you asked the question, how many people die in New York City anyway?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
On the 9th, like they said, 799 were dead. Probably it went up a little bit because that was a 6 o'clock news, I think. I went through, and I had to go through vital statistics, and, you know, this stuff is not obvious and easy to get. But each year about 60,000 people died in New York City for a number of years, maybe even up to 80,000, 90,000. But from 2015 through 17, about 53,000 died. So if I average those three together, divide by 365, I get 147 people die a day. Now, how many of those go to Heart Island? Well, you know, who knows? But that is, so the deaths they're counting, 799, they couldn't have just gotten those from the normal deaths and a lot of accidents and other things that normally occur when people are out and doing commerce and normal things aren't occurring. Although there could be some husbands and wives who get in fights. you know, I mean, necessary consequence. I think, you know, it appears that they didn't just dig up a bunch of dead people, and these numbers are relatively significant compared to normal deaths. I mean, does that appear that to be the case to you?
No. No.
Okay.
Because right. they're also counting, okay, non-COVID-19 related deaths. They've already admitted that we're throwing those in a death pile as well. People that might have had some flu symptoms, but that's not what they died of. They're chalking it up to the coronavirus. And how do we know that? Because all the statistics in the other columns of deaths that people normally die of are mysteriously empty. So they're taking those deaths and throwing it in there.
Well, that's very interesting. I'd like to see that data. I haven't seen it. I do recall you saying that before.
Yeah.
But the whole fact of the matter is, if 800 people they're claiming died due to COVID and 150 normally die, that means an excess deaths of what? 550. 550 excess deaths. And, you know, so I think there is, you know, some significant death going on due to COVID. From things I hear, I mean, it seems that this has significant effects on the lung, and it really
just
more than the flu.
Just as the flu kills people every year. You know, I mean,
they don't have all this lung scarring and things from the flu. And this situation is very different because everybody's locked in a room. I mean, and this is the big thing we don't know. And the only way we can find it out is let the rats out into the streets. Let us go. Let us mingle and see if it comes back and how bad it is. You know, but and this brings up the whole point of, you know, how are they going to uncork this and let people go around? And it seems like they could just drag it out until they get these antibody tests. And now you got to get your card with the antibody test.
Mm.
And, you know, that's very possible scenario, I would say, at this point.
In the meantime, Dave, what goes on is everything is shut down. In a time economically in this country, we could ill afford to shut down because the economic numbers and the indicators they were giving us were false. I know in millions
yeah,
of...
Yeah, there were big yeah. economic problems.
Big hidden problems, and
they had to collapse it.
That we kept having since the meltdown of the banks in their bad decisions regarding mortgage-backed securities back in 2008 and before. They created this problem, and we have nothing to say, but we are here to suffer under the yoke of their stupidity. This is the problem I'm having, that all this mandating of government and assuming authority that they do not have. And one of those assumptions is that, oh, well, we can turn our entire economy over to a bunch of businessmen that just happen to produce this thing called a dollar, and they're going to rent it to you, or they're going to tax you for the use of it, or what's another word? Oh, we'll have interest on that money. Here is good productivity going right down the drain using a system for our monetary success in this country that shouldn't be used. Because it's unlawful, illegal, and unconstitutional.
Yeah, but don't you see this as a good method to bring in the New World Order? I mean, that's what it seems like they're doing. And your old host, Bill Deagle, kept saying this for years. The only way they can bring in the New World Order is by a global pandemic. So regardless of whatever else he said, I mean, this is...
But their global pandemic, their big stage show is falling apart. This is what I'm trying to stress. All this officialdom and all this authority and all of these numbers that were thrown out and the threats to the people, not only of this country, but worldwide, they have played us like a Stradivarius. And a lot of people are not believing this. They didn't believe it when it started. I didn't either, but I thought, you know what? I'm going to try to be a little bit more objective about this just in case, because I don't want to be responsible for telling people bad information and they go and lose their life over it. If there were anything to this, I would have been sounding the horn louder than anybody. But we knew right from the start when we looked at this and we started to track and trace it and look at the numbers, it wasn't there.
Well, if that's the case, John, I hope by keep listening, I you can convince me. I'm not really convinced of that at this point, but that's just my honest opinion.
Well, so, I appreciate, Dave, for your honesty, and you keep wanting to seem to believe that your government wouldn't lie this badly to you. Maybe it's a little worse than you may think, John, but it's not, Dave.
Okay. I appreciate that insight, and I'll have to.
Dave, I want you to do me a favor, if you would. In 2 weeks, call me back and say, John, you were right and I was wrong.
Wrong about what?
Yeah, see there?
I didn't really
I see how you are.
That's how I am.
Yeah, that's how you are. I know.
Something very good on here today, and it was a repeat. It was a replay on Stop the Presses, and Johnny Delirious was on, and he had this guest. And this guest was talking about Title 42, Section 1983, U.S. Supreme Court case about somebody being forced vaccinated in the U.S., and he said, if anybody tries to do that, you can sue them. You can sue them for everything they have.
And then you get to go to vaccine court. That really isn't a court at all. Dave, I've got to run.
Thank you, John.
All right. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
Hi,
you
Ken.
You know, John from Cucamonga raised something that caught my attention because of everything Uncle Ralph Winterode has been saying about agencies.
Mm-hmm.
If that's true, and I believe it is, he's done the study, that the governor doesn't have the authority to make such an order. I heard the sheriff in the clip use the word in terms of the agency,
mm-hmm.
health agency,
yep.
rather,
yep.
that used the word expand. Mm-hmm. And what the agency does is the agency interprets, expand upon, and it is set the one that sets the punishment. It's like judge, jury, and executioner. They apparently have power over the citizen of the United States. But for some reason, the governor had to either lie or he was lied to or misled about his authority. So he gives the order, and the agency is the one that carries it out and implements it.
I never, never once heard a tyrant stop in the middle of his tyranny and say, am I wrong? Tyrants don't care. They are drunk with the power. They think that they're doing, I don't know what he thinks he's doing. He thinks, if you were to believe Gavin Newsom, that he's trying to help the people of California. Well, you've seen how this governor and his infinite wisdom has helped Californians so very much. Yeah, it's almost laughable if it wasn't a damn crime to begin with. Here's a guy that, as many illegals can come in here and they'll take precedent and priority and they'll get the tax dollars. He's taking tax money out of other people's pockets to pay for the illegals being here to make sure that they're clothed and they're housed and they get unemployment benefits and God knows whatever else. This is the man that's running California. Here's the man that's running California right into the ground. So just on his track record, buddy, I don't believe anything that comes out of this man's face. And for the life of me, I don't know why Californians, unless they've gone completely deliriously over the hill stupid, that they keep voting people in that we think this guy has a better plan. Why don't you go back to the original documents? Why did things, why was so much wealth generated? Why? Nobody is asking those questions. Nobody is jumping in that Wayback Machine going, wait a minute, we have gone astray. We're in error here. Let's see where we went wrong. They're not willing to do it. So how, unless you admit you have a problem, you can properly diagnose what the problem is, how in the hell do you ever fix it? If you refuse to see it, and you won't entertain the fact that you even have a problem. I'm a little of a clept here, Ken.
Well, the sheriff's got himself completely in the wrong position. He's putting himself under an agency that's totally unconstitutional, as opposed to, even though he's, I don't know where he gets the four stars from, but...
Well, some states don't do this. And yeah. I would probably, I'll have to ask Ralph Winter wrote about this one. I'll have to have him on the show one of these days. But a lot of states don't do that. But you'll notice that every police department, their chief of police, he's got the four stars on his epaulets or on his collar. And then he's,
yeah, I think we have that too.
And then you got your captains and you got your lieutenants and you got your sergeants and you got your corporals and then you got your privates out there that they're just, they don't wear anything. But it's all based on a military stratagem. And I never understood that. I never did. So what's it operating under? Post 1871 or pre 18? I would figure post 1871.
Probably has something to do with the 14th Amendment. In New York City, it's even worse. Did you know that the sheriff, I was always wondering what happened to the sheriff in some of these counties where you never hear anything about the sheriff.
I think they killed him off long ago and never reelected another one.
the sheriff in New York City is appointed by the mayor.
Well, see there? You know, in every other place in this country, the county sheriff is elected. That's the only law enforcement elected by the people. But in New York, the mayor appoints him. How perfect.
Well, Suffolk County has a real sheriff's department. I don't know how real they are, but they've been here since 1683, I think.
Ken, years ago in Battle Creek, Michigan, somebody broke into my car and stole my shortwave radio. So it was after 5 o'clock, and I don't call the cops very often, but I thought, you know what, my insurance company's probably going to give me crap, so I'm going to call them and have a report. So I called the county sheriff, and they're there with a recording telling me to call the Battle Creek police because we closed up shop at 5 p.m. Huh? And I called the Battle Creek police, and I go, wait a minute. I want a county sheriff out here. I'm sorry, we can't call him for you. Well, we'll be happy to take your report. I said, I don't want to report it to you. I want to report it to the county sheriff deputy. Well, I'm sorry. They're not here.
I'm pretty sure we can call 911 and tell the turret operator that I want the sheriff.
No, if you call 911, chances are you're going to get the dispatch from the local PD. It's funny you should mention that, Ken, because, you know, I really don't know the answer to that. But if that were the case, wouldn't they have press A for the police chief and press B for the county sheriff? I've never heard that, you know. I don't know.
Got me.
Yeah.
Please, one more thing before I go. Have we heard anything about Korea? They were using hyperbaric oxygen, and I talked to Steve about it.
Not a damn word. Anything positive coming out of China, South Korea, or any place else, they're not talking about it.
All right. You can get a hyperbaric chamber for a lot cheaper than you can a ventilator. You could buy one about 5 or 6 years ago. You could buy one for $5,000. It was like an inflatable bubble, a hard plastic, pressurize it, and just sit there. We'll lay there.
Okay, Ken.
Night.
Good night.
Have a nice weekend.
All right. Oh, God. Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
Hello, John.
Yes.
You and Steve and what you've got going there, to me, you're Information Central. You guys are the epicenter. I do want to say this, and I regret to say it, but I have gone even yesterday, to the website of Sheriff Mack and the Constitutional Sheriffs. What a segue from the last little bit here I'm hearing from you. No comment, John. They're saying nothing about this. And their website is up and running. They're just commenting on dinners and whatnot from a week ago and what have you. There's no comment from Sheriff Mack on the situation right now, the Constitutional Sheriffs Association. And here you reported about the sheriff up in Maine. It's almost like maybe he got the word from them years ago, got educated, took a stand, and he's standing alone.
Well, he's not standing alone. The people that elected him into office are there.
Right, yeah. right.
So he's not alone.
I have another comment. Yeah. Could I comment on the other side of this?
I was going to play a video clip, but Ed, you just trashed that. Okay. We'll break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Was going to play a clip here of more citizens going out to the hospitals and filming, but we'll put that off. Ed, go ahead.
You want me to hang up, John? I can listen to that clip.
No,
with you.
By
Okay.
No, because now I got another caller in behind you.
Oh, okay. Well, then, listen, I've been in the home of Sheriff Richard Mack many years ago. He was part of the fight. I just have to report what I'm reporting. I feel the need. Constitutional sheriffs in a constitutional crisis and no comment. I'll just leave that part right there, which leads to this. That Dave in New York who's worried about all the deaths and whatnot. My view, the reason why the spike, so-called, is in places like New York, like New Orleans, like Los Angeles. Look who runs those cities. They are out and out, in some cases, John, out and out communists. Those people would be, they can control the narrative. And they figure if they could get by their crisis afterward, we'd be in a new system. They'd never have to be called to the carpet or called to account legally, just as long as they get what they got. They tried gun control. NRA and GOA had to fight them back just 2 weeks ago. This was a constitutional crisis. And all these governors, like your John from the Rancho Cucamonga, are saying, Gavin Newsom, not one of these people have showed a clear and present danger. All media hype, even as noted by Rush Limbaugh. Mm-hmm. So that's my point. No clear and present danger. Okay. Fauci and Rush is now in the ridicule stage. He's now calling Dr. Birx the scarf lady, and she's not under oath. None of them are saying this. They're destroying large segments of the economy. They may be already responsible for certain deaths and suicides, yet nothing they've uttered with Donald Trump standing next to them, even without the presidential seal. They are not under oath.
Gotcha.
I'll leave you with that, John.
Thank you. Ed, I've got to run. Thank you. John in Michigan on the subject of Sheriff Mack. Go ahead, John.
Yes, John. I heard Richard Mack today on the radio, a radio show, and he's very well aware of this and has definitely an opinion on it. So,
yeah, but why? But what Ed brought up is why is it not on his website?
Well, I don't know who runs his website or why it isn't there, but it was a great show. I'll send you a link to it if you would like. It's not a long show with him, but it was very informative, and he talked about the ruling by the Supreme Court when Scalia was in place that protects all of our rights beyond what the states say they have with their constitution. I know that we're dealing with administrative tribunals and administrative law, but it was a case that Scalia was probably taken out for. But Richard Mack's out there, and I didn't even know that. I thought he was probably gone. He was ill for a while, and I've never been to his house, but I've talked to him personally. I have a cell phone number and phone number, but I haven't really contacted him in a couple of years. But he's there, and you could probably get a hold of him to come onto your show and express his feelings on this.
All right, John, thank you.
You bet. God bless you.
Folks, made it through another week, and you're not dead yet. Fascinating, isn't it? I want to thank you for being here today. We'll be back Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. And hopefully over the weekend in the next 48 hours, some people start thinking about the realities of the life that has been created for us. Wow. What a bunch of top-notch managers, huh? All right. Folks, please don't forget to support the network. You can go to our webpage, make donations, donate button. Please support our endeavors.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.